Let's Go Fishing. You're tuned in to the Let's Go Fishing Show with your host, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, here every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. Welcome aboard KSCO 1080 KOMY 1340. That's right, the Let's Go Fishing Show. Happy to be here. Looking forward to a great weekend. A little different than most. It seems like over the years, the trend has been crummy weather all week, and no, the opposite. It's typically great weather, and the weekend brings big winds on the bay and high pressure and sunny weekends, where this weekend is the opposite. We're looking at a low pressure system coming in and a little bit of rain of all things. It's actually coming out of the southwest, so a little peculiar. But you know what? It's beautiful out. Spring weather is here, and I don't really care if it rains or not. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I hope you are. If you're looking forward to going fishing, camping, anything, stay tuned. Or if you've got to work all weekend, stay tuned also, because you know what? We're going to try to entertain you, keep you informed, and let you know what's going on in the greater fishing community, if that makes any sense. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to everybody here at KSCO, as well as the sponsors, for letting us have a fishing show here representing sportsmen as a whole. No one of us knows more than all of us, and we're proud to be here. So we got a great show lined up. Alan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. There we go. We got my mic turned on. Doing fantastic. Highlight of my week to be here. And there is a lot of fishing that's been going on, not only in the local area, but up and down the coast. We're going to have some really good reports from Northern California. The salmon, they're slaying them up there, Mike.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. We started this season show out with a lot of information right here in Monterey Bay. And the theme Al and I have talked about getting into this next season, our sixth season of Let's Go Fishing Show, is really focusing on the hot spots, the epicenter, which started out here for salmon. Now it's a little bit more up the coast, but we're going to find out what's going on locally. Like Alan said, up the coast, as far as Northern California goes, there was an opener for salmon up there. The rivers right now, the Feather River, the striper bite is just unbelievable. This is the time of the year, May, early June even, for shad fishing in the rivers. So we'll try to keep you abreast of if there are some shad showing up. Now, typically, those fish are, the fishing for them is a little more productive when there's lower water levels. Kind of the idea that less water, more fish. However, the Lower American has some shad showing up. The Feather River, the striper bite is still unbelievable. The Yuba stretch, we hope to check in with some people from the Bay Area, Oyster Point, and find out how halibut and striper fishing is there. It can be a good time of the year for halibut right in the bay. And freshwater also, Alan, do we have, who do we have from the freshwater department this week?
Well, we're going to have Roger Keeling. We're going to have the master himself on to talk about some of those mountain lakes and the big trout that he pulls in with regularity there. And he has some real good reports, Mike.
And maybe we'll get a story out of you. I think you went fishing last weekend and during the week as well. Is that right?
That's right. Locally, we have some local freshwater reports, and that's getting better and better too. So. So all is not lost. Even if the salmon are a little slow here right now, there's lots of fishing going on without much of a drive at all.
Yeah, so stay tuned. If you're planning to go somewhere, or you're just wanting to be informed you're in the right place, don't touch the dial. And or if you're even working this weekend, we hope to entertain you with the usual guests. A lot of the characters, give us a call during the show. If you'd like to call, or you've been out fishing, or you have a question, you always know to feel free. 479-1080, just like on the dial, or 477-1340. Don't touch the dial. Speaking of that, when we get back, we're going to check in from Harrison Ibach, Mad River Outfitters, and find out how the salmon opener has been up there in Eureka. I heard it's red hot, but we'll find out when we get back.
After 25 years of excellent customer service in our community, Dave Dawson is now working as a realtor with Bailey Properties. Dave's success is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856.
You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox at Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831. 394-0110 or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Lamaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp, pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you. You know how to put money into your IRA, but do you know how to take it out? Do you know the smartest way to withdraw money at 55 or even 45? And how will the new rules affect your required minimum distributions? To see how Smith Barney can help you navigate the complicated tax laws regarding IRAs, call Pete Middlecoff, financial consultant, at 479-5100. That's 479-5100 for Pete Middlecoff. Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated, member SIPC. Smith Barney is a division of Citigroup Global Markets Incorporated and does not provide tax advice. Consult your tax advisor for guidance.
Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your host, Mike Baxter, and Alan Bushnell here every week, thanks to KSCO 1080, KOMY 1340, also archived, I must say, at Ship to Shore Radio, archives it for us, and a great source of information there. You can listen to people fishing in the Monterey Bay, as well as, I believe, Half Moon Bay and San Francisco Bay, Ship to Shore Radio, and it's archived there, along with sportfishingreport.com is now archiving the Let's Go Fishing Show. Thanks to them. Check out the sites, great sites, or you can stream it live at ksco.com. And with no further ado, Let's check in with Harrison Eibach, Mad River Outfitters, and find out how the salmon opener has been up there in Northern California. How are you doing, Harrison?
Good. How are you guys doing out there?
Good. We've been curious to check in with you. I'm glad Alan gave you a call.
Oh, yeah. And Harrison is the guy that got me my biggest salmon ever. Yeah. And then he got me one that was bigger than that one. Yeah. So
only a few minutes later.
That's it, man. Yeah. So Harrison is one of my heroes, definitely. And I kind of wish I was up in Eureka with you right now because the season opened when? On Monday, was it?
Season opened up on Monday. I'm really thankful to actually have a season since we were actually pretty worried there for a while that there's lots of rumors going around and a lot of talk about us maybe potentially not getting much of a season up here. But it turned out that we do get a little bit of a season, and our season started Monday. It's going to go through July 4th,
okay,
which is we're quite thankful for. And it actually started off with a bang.
Okay, well, give us the goods. Did you guys have to go very far? And what was the depth you guys were fishing, and what were the catches like?
Actually, roughly, I would say we have Eureka here and Trinidad, and the average depth was roughly 200 feet, 180 to 240 precisely. Fishing was actually really good. Most of the fish were up on top, 20 to 40 feet deep as 100. But not only was the action quite wide open, which is very good, and very easy limits out of Eureka as well as Trinidad, but the grade of our fish actually up here were quite good as well.
Okay, so we're talking mid-teens up to the 20s?
That's exactly it. Okay. Heard the word 15 used quite a bit, and number 20 was used quite often as well, as big as 27, which is actually really good for us up here at this time of year.
Yeah, this early in the year, later in the year is when they seem to get a little bit bigger up there. Now, you're saying they were shallow. It sounds like almost like a krill bite, Harrison. Is there, were you guys seeing krill out there?
Definitely. You'd be metering a lot of big balls of krill, it seemed as though. A lot of the fish that we're catching have some beautiful ruby red meat, as well as, oh, it seems as though they're pretty much pooping out krill.
Okay. And when I talked to you the other day, you were saying that there's also a lot of anchovy schools up there in that same area.
It seems as though the anchovies are definitely starting to come in as well. Definitely some of the fish that we were catching were puking up anchovies with these. A lot of anchovies definitely starting to show up as well.
Okay, well, that's great. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, now it's Thursday. Has the fishing stayed stable? Has it pretty much been limit-style fishing since the opening of the season?
For the most part, yes. It's definitely still limit-style.
Okay.
The ocean picked up just a little bit. It's not as flat as it was Monday and Tuesday, but it's still definitely fishable. Pretty much every boat that's going out there is definitely still getting limits.
Now, Harrison, this is Mike. I know prior to the opener, you guys were fishing at Shelter Cove, and there was good fishing there as well. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. A few weeks before our opener, we had been going down to Shelter Cove, and it was actually really incredible that early in the season, the bite is actually really great at Shelter Cove early on, and no one really knows about it. The day that we went, there was actually only one other boat besides us that were there, and the fishing was great.
Fantastic. And then now the opener, as of Monday, was north of Shelter Cove from Horse Mountain. Is it to the Oregon border?
It's into the Oregon border, yes.
Okay. And it will stay open until early July?
Until early July. And then we also have a really short week-long session from September 1st to the 6th that they give us in the fall.
Great. Well, that's really good news. So right now, the greater Eureka area from Horse Mountain up will be open to July. And I think that will include the southern area from Horse Mountain down to what's the next zone, probably San Francisco area. So the entire North Coast will stay open until July. In the meantime, it's not that far. There's a lot of fish there, and that big grade of fish we saw here in the spring sound like they're up there close to shore just gorging on krill and anchovies. So give the guys a call up there at Mad River Outfitters for more information. Harrison, say hi to the boys, and thanks for the report. Give us some information about Mad River Outfitters.
Oh, anyone who wants to come up here and visit, you're more than willing. You're more than welcome to come on up. You're more than welcome to give us a call if you do want to come up. You can give us a call at area code 707-826-7201, and we'd be more than happy to help you guys out.
All right, with launching locations, directions, where to go, what to use, and how to do it. Tons of products come out of there. Gosh, our good mutual friend, Jim Davis of Fish Pills, Mad River Manufacturing, he's making some great steelhead products and worms and such. He always keeps us posted and stocked with that stuff. And you guys now are remanufacturing some products as well. Is that right, Harrison? Some swim baits?
Yeah, we're actually starting to pour some swim baits around here at the shop.
Okay.
The popularity of swim baits is just starting to hit up here. It's mostly been most of a scampi area, but swim baits are starting to get a lot more popular, and we decided to start pouring a lot of our own swim baits, everything from 3-inch swim baits all the way up to 9-inch swim baits, actually, for the bigger lingcod and Pacific halibut.
Great. Well, I know you guys have been doing better and better every year on those big Pacific halibut, so you're going to have to keep us in tune with what's going on with those as the season progresses. Again, Harrison, say hi to the guys. Thanks for the call, and we'll have to check in with you more often.
Hey, thank you, Mike and Alan. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Harrison. Good night now.
And we mentioned we had a lot of reports tonight. I think we're going to check in with Bodega Bay here shortly. It sounds like a lot of salmon up there. Now, I still have faith that we're going to have a good salmon season here in the Monterey Bay. There's just such an abundance of feed. The water temperatures are good. But we definitely wanted to check in with some of the guys up the coast there and find out about the red hot bite. Now, the amazing thing, they're catching these big fish as well, like we saw here in the Monterey Bay for the opener, which a lot of times I believe they're springers or spring salmon that maybe going up the Feather River. Well, sure enough, they're already catching a few spring salmon on the Feather River, good size fresh fish as well, and possibly some of those fish they're seeing up in Northern California might be the Rogue River springers, which gets a large healthy stock of spring salmon this time of the year. So hopefully there's more of our the fish that we typically catch in this area, the Central Coast, that are the Sacramento and Feather River, American River fish. So like I always say, if they can quit biting in one day, they can start biting in a day. You just never know. In fact, we're going to check in with some of the local Santa Cruz guys and find out how fishing's been here. I know there's been a couple little niche bites, meaning if you're in the right spot at the right time, you're able to throw a few fish in the boat. But in the meantime, we want to find out how our old pal, well, young at heart, I should say, Roger Keeling is doing. The last time we checked in with him, he was kind of moving from Bend area on the Sacramento River up to Chester, California. How you doing, Roger?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike. I feel a lot better since I got rid of the bronchial pneumonia.
Yeah, you sound better. I mean, your voice is back. That's good news.
Yeah, I sang some old family favorite fishing tunes for my clients today. We got through kind of early on Lake Almanor, and my beautiful little Brittany Spaniel, he wanted to howl a little bit of harmony, and we done two songs for him, and the kids really got a kick out of that.
I don't know, Roger. I think I've heard you sing, and I've heard dogs howling. A lot of times they do that like when a siren goes off to protect their ears, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe you're on the right track there.
And so. I know last time we checked in with you a couple weeks ago, you were relocating, you were kind of leaving the river area, heading up to the to the high country, and we wanted to find out how trout fishing has been for you.
Well, I was real worried about this week, fishing Lake Almanor, and it's the second largest man-made lake in California, and a little worried about the strong high pressure we had come in, and a big full moon, had some real heavy flying ant hatches, but just knocked the tar out of them all week, was through it. The people I had last Monday, I had again today, and we were through at 7:45 this morning with a couple with two kids, and been limiting all week. Real nice quality rainbow and browns, and they're still on the surface, but boy, the water temp has come up like 15 degrees in a week and a half due to a strong high pressure. But we have a real good Pacific front coming in. I think Redding was 96 or 98 today. It'll be 78 tomorrow. By Sunday, we're going to be down in the 40s to 50s here. And we're going to get some rain and thunder showers and quite a bit of air movement here finally. But anyway, I got to get through one more charter tomorrow. I got a few days off and got five more in a row. And I think the cooling weather is going to keep the fish on the surface. And that flying ant hatch, normally the fish get so selective on that, it's really hard to catch them. But we've just stayed right on them right through all this week. And I don't know how they get any more feed in them, but they're still hitting.
That's great. And, and you're catching the rainbows, the browns, and are the king salmon up on top, or do they not feed on the ants, Roger?
They have a tendency to be light sensitive. Once the sun's up, they drop down deeper. But I've only caught one landlocked king since I've been here, Mike, and they have a tendency to stay on the other end of the lake in deeper water. They seem to prefer a little deeper water. But right before I left and moved here, I was fishing Shasta, and I did catch two $10 tagged landlocked kings in the last week I was there, and apparently have some type of tagging program going there again. I used to get a lot of tagged fish on Almanor and Eagle, but I haven't caught any in quite a while. But one good news for the Eagle Lake fishermen, that'll open Memorial Weekend, and the late storms really help that lake. From October to almost January, that lake had only come up a foot, which was drastically low for 3 years. But the late storms put some good snowpack in there and really raised the water level. And they have a new program up there. I can't remember the name of the program, but I just contributed a trip to it. They're holding the fish longer. They trap the spawners and raise the fish hatch the fish artificially, but they're holding them to a bigger size, some 2 to 4 pounds. But we noticed last year quite an increase in the average size of the fish, and they've done several thousand more this year. I forget if it was 20,000 more or what, but anyway, be expecting better fish on Eagle Lake Also, the fishery is a lot healthier when it's at a higher water level. They get a better oxygen content, mm-hmm. which affects the food chain and everything. So,
well, it sounds like you've got a good couple weeks lined up right there on Almanor in Chester, California.
Yeah.
And the fish are on top. It's kind of getting warm, but now this little bit of a cold front coming through is going to give you a few more days. And,
yeah, I think I was just talking to a guide friend. I think we're right at the range now to where the fish are starting to scatter and possibly go deeper, but it's going to hit just in time. I know we're going to keep the fish on the surface at least through Memorial Weekend, and we've got a lot of clientele coming up for that.
All right. I know Alan gave you, sorry to interrupt, Alan gave you a call tonight to line up. I appreciate that. And I think he booked a trip with you. And if anyone else is interested, I'm telling you, Roger is a great guy to fish with. He's this is as a compliment, Roger. He's definitely a better fisherman than a singer.
Oh, no, I sing a lot better, Mike, really.
But if you want to give him a call, go fishing with him. It's a great time of the year. Give us the phone number, some contact information.
Okay, 530-284-6429.
All right. We've got that listed on our site as well as we have his number here. If you didn't get it, give us a call. We'll give it to you. Roger Keeling, say hi to your dog Chester and catch a bunch of big trout for us. Thanks for the call.
All righty, buddy. Take care.
All right.
Good night now.
Bye-bye.
And before we go into the break here, let's check in with Rick Powers from Bodega Bay. He's been kind enough to call us last week, again this week. Again, Bodega Bay Sport Fishing aboard the new Sea Angler, and I think the salmon fishing has picked up there, so I'm kind of excited to talk to him and see what's going on. Rick, how you doing?
Just fine, Mike. How about yourself?
Well, hanging in there. Luckily, Alan's here to keep me straight, but we always wing it. It's like when I was running the charter boat. You never know what to expect, but that keeps it fun. But on that note, how's salmon fishing up there?
You know, we have been blessed with some wide open fishing finally. Mike, we're happy to say that the brown water moved in and the krill's heavy and fish are on top and chomping. It's been an excellent bite, Mike. Actually, I didn't fish the last 2 days. We're kind of behind behind on getting our boat painted because of all the rain and stuff we had this winter, so we're trying to get caught up on some maintenance, but Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we had limits all 3 days on the new Sea Angler. Actually, Sunday and Monday, we had early limits. We were done by 10 o'clock on Sunday and I think 11 o'clock on Monday. And then Tuesday, we had to put in a full day, which is fine. We probably hooked, I would say, probably 70 salmon Tuesday to land 40. We ended up with 20 limits of nice fish, so it's been great.
Fantastic fishing. Now, are you seeing those big, almost looking like springers up there, Rick, or are you seeing the smaller grade of fish? What's it like?
You know, really, the quality of the fish that we're catching right now, I would say, you know, probably a 10-pound average.
Uh-huh. That's traditional. That's what you should be seeing. That's good news.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Your typical spring fish, Mike, you know, what we're used to during the spring when they're, you know, those nice football 10, 12 pounders that are, you know, pretty much most of the fish are in that size range. Sunday we did have a 26 pounder, and then on Monday I think we had a 23 pounder. And then Tuesday when we had, we ended up with 40 fish there Tuesday, but Big Fish Tuesday was 16. So, I mean, most of the fish 10, 12 pounds, but like you say, that's what we should be seeing this time of the year.
Yeah, it makes you feel like that's the majority of the fish might be in that area, or at least nearby, because that's kind of the size they should be. That's good news. And you're still seeing a lot of feed on the beach, is that right?
You know, there's a lot of feed on the beach running out. We're fishing a little, you know, we actually started fishing just inside the weather buoy, the Bodega Bay weather buoy, on Sunday. Like I said, the brown water moved in, and there was a lot of krill. We ran out. We're 2 miles east-northeast of the weather buoy, which is like 9 miles offshore, and the fish were snapping. I mean, they were on top and on the chomp, and it was we were happy to see it. And they were all loaded with krill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next couple of days, there was an edge outside of there. I mean, we didn't run outside of there, so I don't know. But the next couple of days, where the water kind of turned green to brown. We were right on that edge, and it was moving in. So, let's see. The Monday we fished, I would say, 7 miles off the beach, and then Tuesday we were only 5 miles out. So, I mean, the fish were kind of getting pushed in with that edge.
Yeah, real nice. Are you booked up for the weekend, and are you trolling now? It sounds like you're trolling.
Yeah, we're trolling. Okay. Absolutely. We're trolling, and, I mean, the fishing was good enough to where, you know, sometimes you know how the krill bites are, Mike. I don't have to tell you. You've been on enough of them.
Well, it's better trolling through them, that's for sure. I've been there mooching in some of them and watched you guys put the hurt on them while I was trying to get a bite. But, you know what? Do what's working. That's what I believe in. So are you booked up for the weekend right now, Rick, or not?
You know, amazingly enough, we have hardly anybody on the books this weekend. I think I have 7 or 8 guys for Saturday and 10 for Sunday.
All right.
Which is kind of unusual. There's plenty of room. If people want to get out and catch a couple of nice fish, now's the time to do it. Loads are light and the fish are there.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like a far run. So, and the weather sounds like it's going to be nice. Friday's going to be real nice. Saturday, again, with that weak low pressure coming through, the northwest winds will be down. So, and I got a feeling there's enough fish there, and they're on the bite enough to where a low pressure this time of the year isn't even going to slow the momentum down. So give us some contact information out for guys that want to hop on the charter boat, make life easy on you, drive up there, hop on the boat, and come home with some salmon in the cooler.
If somebody wants to get in touch with us, if they need information or they'd like to make a reservation, as I say, we're going tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. We have all kinds of room. You can reach us at 707-875-3344 or 875-3495.
All right, Rick. You take care, and thanks for the report. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Alan.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Rick.
Keep catching them. Before we go to the break, typically we go to the break right about now, 7:30. I know after the break, I'm looking forward to checking in with my pal Marvin Shanks from Boat and Motor Mart. He's going to tell us how fishing's been right there at Oyster Point, as well as the general Bay Area and outside the Bay for salmon. In the meantime, before the break, let's check in if I can do this right. Alan's looking at me like, I hope you can pull it off. We're going to go to line 3, which is Randy Thornton, Telstar Charters in Fort Bragg. We've been talking North Coast salmon quite a bit. Randy, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing this evening, Mike?
I'm doing real good, especially now I know I pushed the right button, and Alan's looking at me like he's got it together.
I'm relieved, Randy.
I'm here, man.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I understand that we've got the Eureka report and the Bodega report, so the only thing we're missing is the Fort Bragg report right now.
Well, I've been on the road. I'm in Sacramento right now with my kid taking him out for his birthday, but I did a little research myself. I got you a good report to give you. And it starts like this. Basically, last weekend was kind of slow for us. We had clear water. And after that, I listened to Rick Power's report, and we got just about a spitting image of that.
Okay.
When the brown water moved in, and the fish just turned on. I talked to my brother. He went out today, had 20 fish for 10 anglers, had limits. One was 35 pounds. Said he had about 10 of them were about close to 20. And my deckhand went out with a friend on a boat called the Bad Dog, and they got 2 salmon apiece. One was about 25 pounds. And it sounds like that was the overall thing. They were straight out, 300 feet of water, you know, which is only 3 miles offshore. So,
well, it sounds like a fantastic quality of fish that's being caught right there. And the water sounds like there's a big pool of perfect salmon water off the whole north coast right now.
You bet. Krill, you know, just like Rick was saying, and I'll be doggone. I went out with my brother the other day. Let's say, I think it was on Tuesday or Monday, something like that. He threw me in the water on the way out. I grabbed myself a nice limit of abs. It was a pretty low tide, which I don't normally dive. But what the heck? Coincidence happens sometimes, you know. And I got all pretty close to 9 inches right there in Noyo Bay, you know, right on the south side there. Pretty good.
Well, you're
talking, and we popped out there and fished right by the buoy. And we picked up 4. There was a good bite going, but that was kind of the early part of it. Actually, it was about 2 days before the bite, because there's a lot of boats out there that didn't get anything, and a lot of boats that did do real well. So it was had to be the right place at the right moment, you know. And then the next day on Wednesday or Tuesday, it's like it scattered. The clear water came in, and then yesterday afternoon the brown water came in, and they started snapping good.
All right, sounds like you're lined up for a good weekend. All you're going to have to do in that combo now to really make us jealous is jump in the water, grab a limit of abs, dump the crab pots, catch your salmon, come back in and load up on the Dungeness crabs. But that's what Fort Bragg's all about. If you want to head up there, give him a shout and check in with Randy Thornton, Telstar Charters. Give us some information, Randy, and thanks for the call. Happy birthday to your son.
You betcha, man. Yeah, well, I did do a couple of crab trips, too, as well. One was a combo, one was just straight crab. And we had limits on both trips. We had like 70 crabs. So they were still doing good. We had a real nice grade. There was not too many soft ones. We're kind of slowing down on the crab thing now if the fish are going to start biting. But my number you can reach me at for information or reservations, area code 707-964-8770. Or you can email me on the web at www.gooceanfishing.com.
All right. Thanks.
Good enough.
Thanks, Randy. Have a good weekend.
You bet your ass. Thank you, too.
Okay. Take care. Don't touch the dial, guys. We've been keeping them waiting. That's Marvin Shanks from Boat and Motor Mart right there in South San Francisco, conveniently located at Oyster Point. And I hear there's a good halibut bite going on right there. The weather's calm. The launching's easy. It's a cool spot. If you've never been there, you got to check it out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more information.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including six campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today.
Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away.
Some say the best way to fish Monterey Bay is a small charter or six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a trip with Real Sport Fishing or Captain Jimmy Charters. Jerry Brooks and Jim Rubin run fast, roomy boats with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether halibut, salmon, or albacore is your prey, Captain Jimmy and Real Sport Fishing get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy at 831-662-3020 or Real Sport Fishing at 831-465-0639.
ICOM Marine products are simply the best. When your safety at sea depends on communication, trust ICOM radios, handhelds, VHF, and single sidebands. ICOM is the leader of the industry. With a full line of VHF radios equipped with digital selective calling, depend on ICOM. Their products are second to none. Find ICOM radios at Johnson Hicks or any fine dealer near you. Check online at www.icomamerica.com. ICOM, simply the best. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
Thank you.
Let's Go Fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Alan Bushnell and Mike Baxter here every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. KSCO 1080 KOMY 1340. Welcome aboard. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're going out fishing, you're tuned into the right show. And we've had a lot of information. It's been a great show. We checked in with all the guys up north. A lot of good salmon fishing up there. We hope to fill you in on what's going on in Monterey Bay here shortly. And in the meantime, San Francisco Bay, great spot this time of the year when there might be spring winds around and there's some really convenient landings. One of my favorites is Oyster Point. A friend of mine that works right there at Oyster Point is Marvin Shanks. He's got his own boat, an Osprey named the Sea Rider. Marvin works at Boat and Motor Mart. Great spot right there at Oyster Point. How you doing tonight, Marvin?
Well, I'm doing fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing real good. I always, you know, we don't have a great source for that area, so you might be ours. But in the meantime, what's happening? Is there some, I know it's a good time of the year for halibut right there at Oyster Point, sometimes striped and bass.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing a lot of good reports here the past couple days. There was one commercial guy out of our harbor yesterday working between Sierra Point and Hunter's Point. He had a 10 halibut he had to put because he ran out of bait. One of them was a down on both sides halibut,
which
is a little bit unusual.
I've never even seen one.
Yeah, either have I.
So he was rod and reel and commercial fish. He was like live bait fishing, drifting. Is that what
he was using frozen anchovies, dragging them.
Mm-hmm.
The reason he stopped, like I said, he ran out of frozen anchovies, but he could have probably ended up with some more. It was early in the day when he stopped. Some bass are starting to show up. I was out today, same area, off Hunter's Point. I saw about three rods bent over while I was out doing a sea trial. There's some leopards out there in the deep channel over there off of Hunter's Point, I've been hearing.
So the halibut are moving in. I know I got another report during the week from Berkeley Flat from a friend that tried to go out for salmon, and it was kind of rough, so they picked up a little shot of live bait right there at Fisherman's Wharf and went over to Berkeley Flats, too, and they threw in three nice halibut in a few hours, so they're definitely starting to pick up.
Yeah, that's for sure, Mike. One guy on the pier this morning caught an 18-pound halibut just off the pier.
Oh, right there. Oh, really? I love that spot. Right. It's so convenient. You jump off of Highway 101 right there, South San Francisco. There's a little snack bar. You can get a cheeseburger, some food. Do they even sell live bait right there, Marvin?
They have live shiners and then the frozen bait at the bait shop. And he's open at 6 o'clock in the morning for the guys who want to go out fishing, either salmon or whatever. There's frozen bait and live shiners for the halibut fishermen.
Yeah, really nice. There's a pier, too, for the kids or family if you just want to go off the pier. And now, in the meantime, it sounds like the salmon bite outside of San Francisco is pretty slow. That's what our sources are telling us. What have you heard, Marvin?
I've heard the same thing. The boats are working hard. The private boats are really having a hard time with wind out there.
Okay.
But I think next week or so, maybe we'll lay down and we get on with our fish out there.
Yeah, there's got to be some more salmon showing up. It's so early in the season that it's got to pick up. But in the meantime, Oyster Point, great spot right there off 101 South San Francisco, and the home of Boat and Motor Mart, a kind sponsor of the show. We appreciate it. And you guys are also carrying, you guys have tons of pre-owned boats. I'd go up there working with Johnson Hicks when I was working there occasionally on boats, and I hated it because there were so many pre-owned boats that were such good values, and as well as the home of the Parkers, which I love, and the Ospreys. What's going on in the boat market right now, Marvin?
Well, we're fighting that salmon closure. That hurt us a little bit, but things are looking good now. Like you said, Mike, we have a good line of Parkers and Osprey boats, and we try to keep quite a few production of our fishing boats. Right now, we probably have 30 fishing boats used with a good variety of walk-around center consoles and pilot house boats.
Yeah, a lot of good fiberglass fishing boats. I know that. The pre-owned boats are all like previously owned boats that guys might have traded in to get an Osprey or a Parker. But really good fishing boats, which can be a great value. They're already set up for you. In the meantime, give us some contact information. Say hi to Chris and Kelly up there at Boat and Motor Mart for us. And promise us that when the bite picks up, you're going to give us a call. Don't get quiet on us.
Oh, I sure will. As soon as I hear something, I'll be right on the phone with you.
All right.
Our contact number is 800-498-2999, or the local number is 650-246-1460.
All right. And I know you go fishing quite a bit on your own boat, so, feel free to give us a call. Let us know how the bay is.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I'm going to try to sneak out of there a little bit tomorrow and do a couple hours of fishing in my free time. I will keep you up informed, though, Mike.
Pretty nice job you got there. All right, Marvin, take care, and thanks for the call.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right, have a good weekend. And luckily, we're talking about salmon fishing. We're mentioning everywhere, but right here in our backyard, which I'm a little partial because it's such a beautiful spot, the Monterey Bay, and it offers so much. And, Alan, I heard of a few little niche bites. A couple boats got on some fish, kind of the Santa Cruz six-pack boys, if we can call them that. One of them is Jerry Brooks.
That's right.
Aboard the beautiful Doble, the Island Hopper. He runs out of Santa Cruz Harbor. Jerry, how you doing?
Oh, real good. How you doing tonight, Mike?
Good. Is it true you and Jim kind of got on a few salmon right here in Monterey Bay out of Santa Cruz?
Well, last weekend we did pretty good. We had some good quality fish. Not big numbers. We had 5 hooks, got 3 in the boat. But they were all 16 to 19 pounds, which are pretty good grade of fish right now.
Yeah, and what it does is verifies that, yes, there are a few out there. I think Jimmy called us last week. He was a little late for the show, but he was explaining that people ought to just get out there and give it a try. Why not? The weather's good.
You know, that's one of the problems is there's not many boats out here really hunting around right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of sticking to the regular places, you know, like the Hole or Pajaro or Moss Landing or the Slide. And they were not looking around up the coast. Well, we've had some winds here in the last week. It's kind of slowed us down up the coast here. But hopefully with this low pressure moving in, looks like the wind's going to lay down a little bit. And I'm hoping to do some hunting up the hill.
Now, that day you caught a few fish and had a couple other tries. Were you mooching, Jerry, trolling? And what area, if you don't mind telling us?
No, I don't mind at all. We were off the Slide and fishing about 200 foot of water. And, you know, the fish are so scattered, I'm a moocher. I love to mooch because everybody has a rod in their hand and everybody's, you know, working their baits and they're doing something rather than just sitting there waiting for a rod to hook up. But the way that the fish have been scattered so much, I've switched over to trolling too. And we're covering a lot of territory to be able to find the small schools of fish.
Yeah, is there still a tremendous amount of bait fish in the area? I've seen and heard rumors of just massive amounts of bait fish. Did you find that as well?
Oh, yeah. We've got plenty of bait. The water clarity is a little clearer than what I'd like to see, but there's plenty of bait around. Unfortunately, a lot of the seiners are coming out of Moss Landing and scooping up, you know, just tons of it out front there, but there's still so much bait around the bay that there's no problem finding it. It's just finding the bait that are holding the fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so still clear water. Were your bites real deep? I know this year so far the theme has been like, you know, 200 poles or fishing in 200, 240 feet of water and trying to get your gear down there, you know, three quarters of the way down, 150 to 200 feet down. Is that what you experienced?
You know, last weekend, some of the boaters were catching some of the small fish just over the limit size. They were fishing shallower, 60 to 80 feet, but I kept everything 100 to 150 feet down. And all of our fish, I'd say, were over 15 pounds. It seems the bigger ones were down deeper.
All right. Well, good news. What's your plans for this weekend? Do you have people on board? Are you starting to think about halibut? What's your plan?
Well, you know, now that the weather's letting down a little bit, the winds up the coast have been blowing pretty good for the last week, and there's lots of bait around, so I wouldn't mind jigging up some bait and going up the hill and, you know, testing out a few of our little holes that we use. But I'm loaded for the weekend with customers, and they want to get salmon, so I'll see what I can do for them.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. We wish you good luck. In the meantime, he's got some openings available, probably weekdays as well as the weekends in the future. But I'll tell you what, as soon as those fish show up in even more numbers, which they probably will, Jerry's going to get booked up. So give him a call, Real Sport Fishing. Jerry, give us the phone number.
Yeah, it's Real Sport Fishing, area code 831-465-0639.
All right, you have a good weekend. Thanks for filling us in, and we've got to get some more reports from you in the future.
Okay, Mike, Alan, have a good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
And should we take him now? We got a running partner here. We got Jerry Brooks, running partner, Captain Jimmy aboard the sister ship of the Doble. That's the Becky Ann. And let's keep these guys honest, Alan. What do you think?
Well, I want to know where you fished. I want to know what depth. I want to know what you were using.
We're in the ocean.
How you doing there, Jimmy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. So you got to hear some of Jerry's report there, and was your experience over the last few days pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same. You know, the hardest part is there's not enough of us out there looking.
Yeah, there's not a lot of boats out.
Yeah, that's the hard thing right now.
You guys are luckily representing Santa Cruz. I don't know if I gave you a proper introduction, but again, the six-pack boat, Becky Ann, runs out of Santa Cruz. We've had so many calls from up north today, Jim, that San Francisco, Fort Bragg, Bodega, Eureka. We're glad to hear some local boys, and you guys have been out there looking around, huh? Is there still a lot of bait around, Jim?
There's a lot of bait, lots of bait.
And you got into a few fish the other day, too, and hooked up a few and got a few into the boat right here out of Santa Cruz also, didn't you?
Yeah, we ended up landing 3 out of 5 on Monday. It was the last day I fished. They're nice fish, all nice quality, real nice.
Mm-hmm. And I know due to your commercial fishing background, and you talk to the guys, and they try to keep it secret, but Jimmy, what are the commercial guys doing? Are they getting some fish? You know, you don't have to get too detailed, but give us some hope.
Yeah, there's some fish up above, it sounds like it. They were getting them yesterday pretty good up there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so the weather wasn't real good, but they were, you know, the bigger boats are up there getting them.
Now, I know they're still limited to 75 a week, which is just a shame, because they haul in such a beautiful product, that wild Chinook salmon. But I know the previous reports I got was the deep water outside of Pigeon. There was some scores up to 30 fish a day there, kind of near the Fingers, outside Pigeon Point, New Year's Island. Is that kind of the same theme that you're hearing?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's kind of funny. It's the same thing. Some guys are getting them and some aren't. They're right in the same area.
Okay.
So they're still pretty much scattered then, Jim.
Yeah, just, you know, you have to be exactly right over them.
Right. And now locally, more closer to the harbor, I've heard that there actually have been some fish picked up in the real shallow water. When you were fishing the slide the other day, private boats inside, and yesterday there was a couple of fish picked up right by the mile buoy.
I picked one up in 47 feet last week.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Were you halibut fishing, Jim?
No, I was trolling.
All right. What's your plans for the weekend? Are you booked? And give us the phone number. I got to get into a break here. The soundboard guy is giving me the eye.
Yeah. We're booked for the weekend, but, number is 831-662-3020.
All right, Captain Jimmy, aboard the Becky Ann right here in Santa Cruz, beautiful six-pack boat. You have a good weekend.
Thanks
for
the
report.
Call.
All right.
And our main man, Chris Spencer, running the board, keeping the operation together, because you're taking us into a quick break here. When we get back, more fishing information, so don't touch the dial. The Let's Go Fishing Show will be right back.
Serious sport fishermen rely on Raymarine's high-definition digital fish finders to increase their chances of seeing and catching more fish. And so should you. Johnson Hicks offers the new Raymarine A-Series fish finders with patented award-winning HD technology. The digital fish finders deliver the sharpest underwater imagery available anywhere, not to mention true hands-off operation and no compromise performance. Choose from a 4, 5, or 6-inch display. The new C-Series also offers HD technology. Simply add Raymarine's black box sounder. Choose from a 4, 7, or 12-inch display. Find Raymarine online at www.raymarine.com or call Johnson Hicks at 831-475-3383 for more information. That's 831-475-3383.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and SoCal Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone: fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagnaros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay. Interphase Technologies, a local company with a worldwide market supplying boaters with forward-looking technology. Color Twin Scopes and iScan 180s have phased array technology and give you the opportunity to see a fish or bottom structure around your boat. Horizontal and vertical scanning technology gives you the opportunity to target the fish you want to catch before you've already passed over them. Interphase also provides boaters the finest chart plotters made with bright screens, fast processors, and easy-to-use functions. Interphase's forward-looking technology can be found at Johnson Hicks or online at www.interphase-tech.com. Look forward. Find Interphase.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart, serving boaters since 1955. For over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart, California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats, hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards. Quiet, smooth, fuel efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line. That's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing. That's right, the Let's Go Fishing Show every week. So thanks for tuning in. We hope you were entertained and got some information. We missed our last caller there. Baja Bev and Cheryl from Alibi Rods gave us a call. They just got back from the Alaska fishing trip. Hi, girls. We hope to check in with you June 1st and find out what really took place on that fishing trip in Sitka, Alaska with Steve Carson, the fish Penn Fishing University, and the rest of the gang up there. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. Thanks to the sponsors. Get out there fishing. Sounds like North Coast is a hot bite. Bodega, Fort Bragg, Eureka, great salmon fishing up there. The rivers, the Feather River, remains red hot, if not wide open for striped bass right there. Lower Feather, Yuba area. They're starting to spawn, pre-spawn, so that bite will be coming to an end. As that ends, look to the Lower American River for shad. Or go down into the bay and look for some halibut. Berkeley Flat's been a good area, as well as Oyster Point has been good. Right here in Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay, yes, there are some salmon around. Get out there and go catch them, and then maybe I'll follow you. Anyway, have fun. We hope you be safe. Have a great weekend. And Alan, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Great show. We'll tune in.
Thank you, Chris Spencer, for the wonderful job on the board tonight.
Everybody here at KSCO, have a great weekend. Even if it does rain, get out there, go fishing. Have safe and be fun.
Local news and the best in talk radio. AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz. AM 1340, KLMY, Watsonville.
That's what Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says about a vote to establish English as a common and unifying language for the nation. Both versions added to an immigration bill being crafted by the Senate. Our neighbors south of the border, meanwhile, furious at a plan to build a border between us and them. Foreign ministers of several nations meeting in New Mexico City say building a wall will not solve any problems. The Senate approving a proposal to build 370 miles of fence along the border.
The exact length of any new fencing that will go up isn't the issue, says the president.
Whatever works, and that's why I'm down here talking to these commanders on the ground to find out exactly what they need.
After getting an up-close look at the wall, the fences, razor wire, and the barren no-man's land that now forms the border, President Bush praised Senate progress, but did not address the harsh measures contained in the House bill. And when it comes to how history will judge him...
I don't view it in terms of legacy or not legacy. I view it in terms of doing my job.
With the president in Yuma, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger extending the olive branch on the president's border patrol plan.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says stationing the National Guard at the border would not be his long-term plan.
We are more than happy to join in and to help temporarily, but it definitely should not be a permanent solution, and we make that very clear to Secretary Chertoff and to the Bush administration.
What the governor wants to see is more manpower in the form of more Border Patrol agents and more technology to catch those who sneak through the border cracks. In San Diego, Phil Farrar, Fox News.